Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up its running shoes and dives deep into the heartbeat of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, the Runnin' Rev, and I'm thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore stories that go beyond the pavement. In this episode, we welcome in Christiansburg runner Morgan Coral, who joins us to talk about what it looks like to be involved in community, what it looks like to go through the process of engaging at different levels, whether it's in her local run community, through different races that she loves to run and doing this 50-state challenge, a little bit like Joel you heard in the last episode, and then even in that nationally-based run social community over on Instagram. We talk about that. She talks about her journey through pregnancy and running through pregnancy and recovery, and we talk a little bit about what it looks like to go through that long process when we have those kinds of things happen that kind of pull us away from the sport, but also how the community comes around and supports her. And she talks about her upcoming goals as we go through. So this is an awesome episode. It was so exciting to get her on. I've been trying to get her on for a while. And this is a story that I thought just from the beginning does an awesome job of sharing the importance of community. So let's jump into this conversation. Welcome in, everybody. This is an interview that I've had trying to schedule for a while now. And so I'm really excited to get this one. And I'm joined by Morgan today. Morgan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Finally ready to get this interview going.
Yeah, definitely. Man, I think we connected back when I was doing that race in Roanoke a couple of years back. And you know, she was one of the first ones that I kind of reached out to. But of course life and everything. And I think we'll probably talk a little bit about that, but you know, before we dive too deep into that story, let's start at the top where we always start on these episodes. Morgan, what is your community and what makes your community awesome?
Yeah. When I think about my running community, there are like three things that come to mind. So our local run club, for sure, the Christiansburg Run Club. And then I have a group of ladies that I do a lot of trail running with. And then also just like the virtual running community. I feel like those three are kind of like the main community that I think about when thinking about running.
You know, I think when a lot of folks hear that, it's very familiar to a lot of us, because no one that I've really interviewed has kind of isolated themselves in any one of those. So for each one, what kind of makes those communities what they are? What are the things that you're drawing the inspiration from, not just at the local level, but even when you look and, you know, I went and verified just to kind of snoop for a minute before we got on together, like, you know, who do we mutually follow now that I'm like really embedded in running Instagram? And so what makes each one of those communities like their own special little like niche? Like, what are you getting from them?
Yeah. From a local perspective, the Christiansburg Run Club started, I think, around 2019. Jonathan Roberts and Sarah Young, and myself were trying to figure out a way to get more people running in the local area. Some of us were going to Blacksburg and, you know, it's not that far, but we're like, what if we made a group where we're actually in the area that we're living in? Mm. So that started and it has evolved. We've had a consistent schedule now recently where we have morning runs are Mondays and Fridays. I was initially the leader of the morning runs and pretty consistent, you know, every Monday and Friday, 6 a.m. We're out there no matter what time of year. Usually if, you know, it's like super icy or something like that, then we'll let, you know, each other know like, hey, I'm not going to make it, but pretty much somebody is going to be there no matter what. And then we have our evenings where we have Monday nights actually is just walkers only. So we have, you know, it's called the Christiansburg Run Club, but we've tried to make it inclusive for the whole community where you don't have to be a quote runner to come out. We have designated times, Monday specifically, where people just come out and walk. We have a lot of people that come out with their kids and strollers and dogs and just kind of getting invested in the community and staying active. And then our biggest group is Thursday evenings, where we have a group that runs as well as a group that walks. And we really wanted to start this run club because sometimes it can be hard finding community in the area, especially if you're, you know, no longer a student at Virginia Tech. You're kind of in that, like, in between, like, how do I make friends in this time period? So getting that group started and making a lot of local friends has been really fun. And we really try to be inclusive. I know for myself, for the morning runs, I never leave anyone behind. Like, I'm always there, like, okay, like, I don't care what pace we run, if we have to walk, whatnot, like, I'm not going to leave you, not going to drop you.
And what an important thing, because I think that wholeness of community is one of the things that I always love. And especially, you know, in those times where maybe, you know, running isn't the thing that we can do. And I know right now, being in an injury cycle, you know, having run clubs around here, and it's not even like just saying that are open to walkers, but I mean, welcome to walkers, but even just knowing that there is no like pace stipulation on what you're doing, really keeping that open and welcome space in helps to build that community. And so when we think about this, you know, I want to back up and, you know, have you tell part of your story, because it's that story that kind of leads to where you are right now, being in, you know, smaller city town area in Virginia, but also kind of like college area that kind of fills that up. So can you take us, like, tell us a little bit about like Morgan the Runner, like when, like, what is your, when did you start running? Like, how did you get into it? And that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So we get to go way back, because I actually started running in elementary school. My dad was a runner and he ran at Roanoke College. So kind of have some familiar inspiration that way. And then in elementary school, our gym teacher was in charge of helping out with a local 5K. It's called the Fincastle Run. And the four elementary schools at the time would basically compete against each other. And you would run the race in the fall. And you got to be on teams. And I remember wanting to be on the gold team, because that was, you know, the fastest. And so there were a couple of years I was on the gold team in elementary school. And then one year I was on the silver team, and I was like, oh man, so like frustrated even as a little kid, like having that competitive nature. But it was super fun, because you had that goal. You had that, you know, camaraderie of wanting to help your school win. And it was very competitive, and you had like prizes and that sort of thing after the race. And it was something that looked forward to doing every year as a kid. And then in middle school, I did track, had a really great coach in track, and enjoyed just the aspect of, you know, it's obviously an individual sport, but having that team support and helping your team win different, you know, races and whatnot is really fun. And then in high school, I ran cross country and track. I really fell in love with cross country. I started noticing that I did like more of the distance, being out in the woods more than doing circles around a track. And then in college, I continued running for fun, went to Virginia Tech, didn't run at Tech like on the team, but enjoyed doing it for fun, and then started getting into longer distances. So I ran my first half marathon, I think maybe my sophomore year, and it was the Hokie Half, which is our local race in Blacksburg. That was my first half marathon, and basically got that distance bug since then, and have loved running distances. I've had, you know, lots of different races that I've done. I really do enjoy races, because it's just such a fun atmosphere. And it kind of let, the more races that I was doing, it led me to a goal that I'm currently completing, I guess, is running a race in all 50 states. And my husband and I love to travel, and we noticed that as we're traveling, we're like, okay, let's see what races are in the area. So we kind of combine our love for travel, and then I would get to run a race. I don't have any particular, you know, distance or whatnot that I have to run. It's just like, let's see what's available and sign up. So I've done 20 states so far. So almost halfway through, which is fun.
Yeah. And so a life, you know, guided by running, but also a life that's been impacted by community. And I know, especially for a lot of, you know, the folks that I hear from, knowing, you know, the college scene and how things work out in college and really forming those close bonds, whether you're running for a team or whether you're running like club running or whatever it is. And so as you've grown in that place, what have been the places that you've found community throughout each and every step, not just now with the run clubs, but even before that? Because you said Christiansburg, that started in 2019. So what's even happening before that as you're looking at the role that community starts to play in developing you as a runner, as well as kind of keeping you grounded with that joy of running?
Yeah, I think that kind of brings me to some of the ladies that I run with. Some of them have been, you know, since high school and college. You know, we don't live in the same towns anymore, but we're like, hey, let's, you know, sign up for this race and kind of have some virtual, trying to think of what the word I'm looking for. But, you know, keeping each other on track for doing the races and then meeting up for the races has been super fun. Locally have some girlfriends and I that we used to run pretty consistently together. So that helped a lot with actually meeting up. But now I feel like all of our lives are just in different scenarios, and it's been a lot harder to actually meet up in person, but we still message each other. And I think just from, you know, social media and texting and whatnot, having that encouragement from other people to be like, hey, did you get your run in? Or like, how are you doing? And just checking in from that standpoint, even if you can't meet up in person.
And what's it been like coming into this time? Because, you know, I know that you and I talk, so you're a somewhat new mother. And so that kind of creates a whole new dynamic in terms of, you know, getting runs in, but also practicing community. And you talk about how life kind of comes in and plays a role in all this. So what's it been like for you recently as you've been kind of navigating these new waters?
Yes, it definitely has been a challenge. And initially, super thankful for my pelvic floor PT. I always have to shout out Jess. She is amazing. So she helped me just transition after having my little one and just giving me some guidance on how to get back into running. But, you know, the getting back into it had a smooth transition. So I've been thankful for that. But yes, finding the time when I have now a 5-month-old has been super challenging, and trying to figure out, you know, okay, timing of when you can get it in, and figuring out like, okay, who can help watch her while I get my run in, or, you know, kind of changing my mindset of like, okay, it's all right if I don't get my normal, you know, 3 to 4 runs in a week. Just more appreciative to be like, okay, I was able to run for 20 minutes today and like hadn't run at all this past week. And that's a win. So kind of changing my mindset on kind of expectations of especially like frequency of being able to run.
And what are your goals? What does goal setting look like in this time as you're going through all of these things and doing all of this stuff?
Yeah. So I actually have been training for the Richmond Half Marathon. I've done the half and the full before. Super fun race. I know you've talked about that before on your podcast. So I wanted to do a half marathon to just have a goal and a course that I knew well too. So have been training for that. And luckily I've been decent with being able to get my long runs in. There was a few weeks where just a lot was happening and they just didn't get done. But it's like, okay, that's all right. Like, let's just shoot for next week, you know, see what the timing is like. And definitely hasn't been what my normal training would be. And like, I did a few weeks of no long runs. And then, you know, that next week I did like a 10 miler, which, you know, isn't what I normally would recommend for people as a PT and run coach myself. But I was like, hey, I got to take the opportunity to run when I can right now. So luckily everything felt all right. Just, you know, trying to continue to monitor like how I'm feeling in regards to like fatigue and soreness and that sort of thing.
And how's the community? How are those in, you know, Christiansburg Run Club? How are those, you know, in the greater area? How are those in your, you know, online social run club stuff? You know, what's the support you're finding there?
Yeah, from our local run club, I enjoy, done a lot of walking, a lot more walking than I normally do because I usually would run, but that's been helpful to, you know, get her outside and still be active. And, you know, there's people that are always encouraging, like if she was getting fussy in the stroller, they're like, I can push the stroller if you want to hold her. And like, everyone's just really welcoming and like seeing her, you know, grow and seeing her change week to week. And from a, I guess, social media perspective, there's definitely a lot of other moms that have reached out, or I've asked different questions on, you know, just advice. And I feel like advice for moms are always super helpful for ones that are in either a similar scenario that you're in, or they've been through it and they're like, hey, this is what helped me during this transition. And, you know, just giving yourself grace and time to adjust to this new life.
Yeah. And I think that's like a huge aspect of it, because, you know, you work in the PT space, right? I'm remembering that correctly. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You work in the PT space. So you, as well as anybody, kind of knows the importance of being in tune with your body, being in tune with what your body is capable of doing at a certain time, while also trying to like live within those limits. And so what's it, you know, what kind of advice do you often find yourself looking for when you go on social media, when you're online, when you're engaging with these people, you know? And then even how are you learning from that, not just for yourself, but for those who you might be helping as well through these situations?
Yeah, I think a recent example, I was basically asking how moms consistently get their runs in. And I feel like a lot of people were like, you don't necessarily get that consistency, especially like when they are young, but different ways that you can try to help with that, you know, having friends, family, partners that, you know, are watching the kid while you get your run in, and just knowing the importance of having, you know, the physical aspect of running, as well as, you know, just general working out and being active, how that's going to help, you know, me be a better mom, better wife, you know, better family member. So balancing the, I guess just, you know, the responsibilities of getting every aspect of your life from a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, because it all ties together.
And what an important role that kind of the community plays in that as well, because I think folks who are listening to this podcast will hear thoughts like that and hear things like that, and sometimes not necessarily connect a lot of the stuff together, that being a student of the sport is almost as important as being an athlete in the sport. Because, you know, when you're an athlete and you're taking part and you're doing all of these things, sometimes it's just the goal that is laid in front of you, say the time goal or the distance goal. But to really take that aspect of a student allows you to like digest a lot of that stuff, especially when you're working with an athlete coach relationship, or when you think about that whole team, because when you extend that out to say, you know, the family, the friends who support you, the run clubs that support you, the, you know, the PT folks that might be coming along your journey and might be helping you in certain situations. And so as a PT, as a mom who is going through a lot of the stuff that comes with coming back, but re-entering running after pregnancy and after childbirth, but also just in general, what are you sort of helping other folks to understand about that process, about that journey, whether it's mothers or whether it's even just athletes who are struggling through injuries?
Yeah, I feel like they do kind of go hand in hand. With any time that you take off from running, whether that's because of, you know, having a child or having an injury or just having stuff going on outside of your normal life that might impact just your ability to be consistent. I think having community really does help with like showing up, because it is, you know, hard to make yourself want to run all the time. And having those people that are like, hey, missed you at our 6 a.m. run, like, hope you're doing well. Just those little check-ins definitely helps a lot. And I think with returning to running after an injury too, the most common thing that I see is people do get excited and they're like, yes, I'm feeling great. And then they just like go overboard because it does feel great to run again. And then they find themselves, you know, injured again. So it's really just trying to take it slowly. It is a slow process. The longer that you're out of running, like the longer it does take to get back into it. And really starting with alternating walking and jogging is the best way that I've found, both personally and from, you know, a client perspective, to help, you know, mitigate the risk of having to have even more time off.
And what sort of advice do you offer for that slow build, for staying patient, for staying kind of in that space where, you know, runners are definitely guilty of, you know, coming back from injuries. And I think I'm speaking personally at this point in time, and probably a lot of my friends are just laughing at my stream of questionings on this, is, you know, that return to run is so crucial and vital. And how do you practice that patience where it's like, I know, like you thinking you're mentally, I can run. Mentally, I can run. How do you stop yourself and say, but physically I can't right now, and I need to either like run, walk, or maybe I need to like start with a walk and jog? Like, what does that patience look like for you?
Yeah, it is really hard for sure. I know when I first started back after I gave birth, like mentally I was like, I just don't want to run like 5 miles right now. Like, I just need to like get that, you know, endorphins, get that runner's high. But I was like, I know that I'm just going to make it worse if I do that. So I guess I try to think about, you know, long-term gains versus short-term gains, but it is really hard to do. But I'm thinking, okay, like, you know, I am hoping that I can run for my entire life. Like, I want to be, you know, however long I live, I want to be running a few times a week. And in order to do that long-term goal, like, I really have to stop myself from, you know, overdoing it in the short term, because sure, it might feel fine. But I guess just trying to look at it from a long-term perspective of wanting this to be a part of my life. And, you know, if I try to do stuff too soon, you know, it's just going to set back those long-term goals.
And I mean, you know, mentally, that's always the headspace that we try and place ourselves in, right? And it's like, you know, it's, you can tell yourself all day, and And to be able to exist in that headspace, you know, we talk about that mental side of having the mentality catch up with the physicality so that you take it easy. And then what about the communal side of it? How much is your community? How much is your partner? How much, obviously, your kid's not really saying much to you except probably screaming for food or maybe a nap or something. But how much is, you know, your partner helping to encourage you in not just patience, but also like to continue the journey when it's tough? How much is your local run club encouraging you in that journey? You know, I've seen, you know, there you share some stuff on social media. And so even how much is that encouraging you to be like, okay, no, I really do need to take this easy, not because you feel like you're going to let this whole community down, but even just you see the support that kind of keeps you grounded to that why.
Yeah, definitely. My husband has to remind me a lot, you know, because it's easy for your brain to look at your watch and being like, why am I so slow? Like, this is so frustrating. And he's like, you just grew a child and birthed a child. Like, that's a lot from your body. And even from an injury perspective, like, you know, your body adapts and changes, and it's, you know, not the same once you're starting to return to running. So it's like having to sometimes, you know, almost running without my watch, I feel like would be more helpful, because I'll, you know, go down and look at the pace and be like, oh, that was so slow. But from like an effort level, it was actually like appropriate. So trying to, I guess, not be caught up in the metrics of, you know, how fast you're going, especially if you compare it to, you know, your prime time of when you were like way faster than you are now.
I mean, you're right in that prime area. Like, for females these days, you know, that, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking like these female master records are about to just get completely and totally destroyed, because it seems like women these days, I mean, they're peaking in their like mid, late 30s, early 40s, and they're doing these amazing things. And to be honest, I think, and this, like, I really try and stay out of this perspective, but I really see the amount of effort that is being put into at least the knowledge of women's health when it comes to running. I know even myself, I've taken a couple of USATF courses on female development in like high school age runners, because I'm coaching youth runners and I want to make sure it's like, okay, if like, what are the signs of, you know, the female triad of red S, of all these things? And I think that because of the society, it sounds like the more that we're paying attention to that, it sounds like the more we're able to set up, you know, women and just runners in general to be able to say, because one of the things that I've learned in a lot of those things and reading some of these books written by women is there is such a need to be in tune with what's happening in your body. And like you said, you know, you birth a child, it's so difficult to kind of make comparisons, but there really isn't a whole lot of injuries that really like replicate the changes that the body goes through in pregnancy. And to bring that level of just patience to come back into the running game, you know, I think about Alaphine and her, you know, kind of bid to go at it in the Tokyo Olympics after giving birth to her daughter. And then even looking at what that looked like versus, say, like what Kara Goucher did back when she had her son. And so talk for a minute about that support in expectations. Like, what are you're trying to stay grounded to your why? What are the expectations that you have on yourself? And then what are the expectations that you feel like sometimes others put on you? And then how do you not get muddied up in that game?
Yeah, I think probably for most people, we usually have harder expectations on ourselves than other people do. So I think my initial goal for like being able to race in a lot of states that will definitely, you know, be impacted having kids and, you know, traveling just makes it harder to do. But I think still like looking at that as just opportunities to grow, an opportunity to, you know, change the way that you look at goals. You might, it's different now, but, it, you know, still having that same long-term goal. I feel like I haven't had a ton of expectations from other people. I feel like a lot of people are just like really supportive and just thankful for just like sharing different things throughout like pregnancy and postpartum, trying to get other moms to show like, you know, depending on your scenario, some people are able to run throughout your entire pregnancy, like I was, mm-hmm. and just trying to be kind of up to date on research, kind of like how you're talking about with women's health. There still needs to be a lot more like actual data out there. But I think there is definitely a big change to figure out women specifically, like how we are different from men and how, you know, our bodies are very hormone dependent. And especially at the young age, you're talking about the female athlete triad and red S, and that's relative energy deficiency in sport, which is basically a combination of things that we could, you know, go down a rabbit hole about that. But in young females, you know, you're getting adjusted to puberty, you know, menstrual cycle is happening, lots of things are happening. And from a running perspective, sometimes that can impact your delay of starting your menstrual cycle. And there's huge impacts from a long-term perspective if you have a delayed start cycle. And if you're having issues with a consistent period, there's more and more research showing, especially on bone health, how that impacts the integrity of your bones and mm-hmm. how your bones are growing a lot when you are in that younger age. But you can still adapt and change bones as you age. And there's just so much that correlates with when you are younger, how it affects when you're going through your other lovely hormonal changes of menopause, postmenopause, and the importance of strength training and protein and lots of different things of how you can help protect your bone health and help, you know, reduce risk of osteoporosis and reduce risk of falls and breaks and that sort of thing as you age.
And it just becomes so important because for me, this feels like such a community discussion, because I feel like for so long, either it's been ignored or like the responsibility for it has been placed on individuals within the system. And I think this is one of the ways that community, the running community at large, can kind of look and say, you know, hey, if we actually, you know, do want, kind of like where we started from, like you can, like you're a part of this club, run, walk. And I've gotten it before. Walkers often say I'm not runners. I'm like, look, you are a runner. I officially deputize you as a runner if I even actually need to do that. But I often just see the act of movement in that way. And so for the community to come around and say, hey, no, like your body is capable of amazing things, but, well, I guess not, I don't want to use but, your body is capable of amazing things and you need to take care of it. And within that, how we look at that and what we say by that and what we mean by that, you know, I think I see just the amount of ways that the running community is kind of coming around, right? It's not perfect yet because it has so much that it has to catch up on. But, you know, those little things that we learn and grow, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month, to begin to understand a little bit more, to begin to see it from those different perspectives, which I think is why, especially with something like this podcast, with, you know, our interactions on social media, you know, are we diversifying that understanding, that state of play, right? You know, I can't be the best runner I can be unless I can look at all those perspectives, because if I'm in community with folks who are going through situations like yours, or even major injuries, or have red S, or any of these things, a lot of times as a leader, as someone who enjoys running, my knowledge on a lot of that stuff can be very helpful, can be very beneficial. It can help to ground our community. And so as we kind of close this time together, you know, I'd love to hear What are you looking forward to? You talk about Richmond, and I know Richmond is such a fun race. Officially announcing here on this podcast, I will not be running Richmond this year, unfortunately. Listeners, I'll tell you about that, but I want to hear about Morgan. Let's hear about Morgan. But Morgan, you've got Richmond on the docket. You've got, you know, other halves. I'm sure you have other stuff that's on the docket, just things that you want to do. Like, what does life on the run look like going forward?
Yes. So Richmond is happening for me, whether I have to do some walk jogs or run the whole thing. excited for that. But that kind of brings up another point. So my local running community will be changing because we are actually moving to Richmond by the end of the year. So I'm super excited to get plugged in to Richmond. I love the race. I've already done the half and the full, and I've done some local runs with different people and have some family and friends that are already in the area, but really excited to get more plugged in to the Richmond running community, both from just a personal standpoint and then also just helping more runners, reaching out to more runners, because I personally hate when people can't make it to the race. And so trying to mitigate injuries along the way, trying to get more people to hopefully not have to, you know, back out of a race, and just getting people to a point where they feel like they can, you know, manage injuries on their own, because, you know, it's a hard thing, and having community behind you when you are dealing with that is super important.
And I mean, I know new communities can always kind of be scary, and there's always a little bit of sort of unknown within those. So definitely blessings as y'all move to Richmond. I will say Richmond treated me so well when I was there. So I think you're going to be in good hands. And I know that there's probably some folks who are listening to this podcast. If you're involved in the Richmond running community, Morgan's looking for some love. So let's see what we can offer to her. But it is awesome. And what a great thing to begin to see, as you know, now you come into that different perspective, and you know, having led a run club for a number of years, and now going into not necessarily being on the other side of the equation, but even just looking, it's like, all right, I want this feeling to continue, right? And what a great thing to be able to latch and hold on to. So let's hit these end of podcast questions. Morgan, what is your favorite distance to run?
Yes. So I'm going to have to go with the half marathon. I feel like that is a popular contender. I love that distance because, you know, you still get that good long distance in. I've done a few marathons, but it is a lot of time, a lot of mental and physical capacity. And you just like really have to be committed to the training. And sometimes it's like, oh, do I really want to do a marathon? But, you know, I never regret it once I do the race, but I think my ideal distance is the half marathon.
Nice. All right. What is your favorite thing to grab post-run? It can be a race. It could just be a long run. It could just be your regular standard easy run on a Tuesday afternoon. What are you grabbing? Food, snack, drink? What you getting?
Well, I love potatoes. So any kind of potato, I really could eat potatoes all day, every day. So that's kind of my go-to. But I have been trying to get more protein. Of my work, we've kind of been on a protein kick and looking at some good research on the importance of getting a lot of protein. Recently, actually, they recommend 1 gram per ideal body weight on a daily basis. So I definitely do not get that much protein in. So I am still going to get my potatoes in, but also trying to get some protein post-run as well.
Nice. Potatoes are always a good one. I like that. Potatoes, maybe drop a little bacon on them. There's your protein right there. All right. And then lastly, Morgan, give our listeners a reason to find and join their local run club.
Yes, it's such a fun community. You're going to meet people from all different aspects of life. It's such a welcoming thing. It's something you can look forward to every week, and really where you meet a lot of your really good friends. Join that local run club.
Awesome. Man, I mean, it always is. I love these little tidbits we get at the end of the episode. Morgan gives us that 100% every time. Thank you so much for joining, Morgan.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
I don't know about you all, but I got super excited when Morgan started talking about moving into the Richmond community. You know, I cannot think of a greater community to go into, to start to become a part of. Again, Richmonders, if you are listening to this episode, make sure to reach out to Morgan. She's coming your way, not just for the half marathon weekend that's coming up, but also she's coming your way and is going to be coming a part of your community. So let's show her some support, show her some love. I know y'all are going to welcome her with open arms. And what a great conversation to bring us through into that. You know, I know a lot of folks are getting ready for those big fall races. We're working our way through October. So I know we got things like Marine Corps coming up. We got folks in this area who are running Richmond. The races that I'm a part of with all of my J&A stuff, whether it's, you know, Wicked 10K or Norfolk Harbor Half Marathon, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up this fall, all kinds of opportunities to really get out there, to show your support, to help folks build and grow on the run. And Morgan's story is just another one that helps us look and see the impact that community can have when we come around each other, when we help recognize where we each are and how we can help one another grow on the run. So, you know, if you can take that opportunity in your community to help others grow, to help others learn, to be there for one another, that is such a crucial thing as we are on this journey, as we do this thing together. So as we wrap up this episode, you know, Morgan's stuff, it's going to be right there in the podcast notes. So make sure to check it out and connect with her. You know, you can also support this podcast. You got my information down there as well as different ways to support me. It's always the typical ones, right? Follow and subscribe to this podcast. If you can, you know, leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, leave a comment on Spotify. Big shout out to Joel, our guest last week, dropping a comment on Spotify. What an awesome thing. Thank you for that support, Joel. And if you would like to, you can head on over to buymeacoffee.com/runandrev, and you can drop either a one-time tip or become a monthly donor to the podcast to help keep this thing going as we continue to practice this thing called running community together. Good luck at your fall races, and remember, make every mile count. Thank you.